This is Retail Retold, the story of how that store ended up in your neighborhood. I'm your host, Chris Ressa, and I invite you to join my conversation with some of the retail industry's biggest influencers. This podcast is brought to you by DLCNet. Welcome to Retail Retold, everyone. I'm your host, Chris Ressa. Today, I'm joined by Brian Vigorita of Hudson Valley Pickleball. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Thanks so much, Chris. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, man. So, Brian, tell us a little bit more about who you are, what you do, a little bit more about your background.
Yeah, sure. So, so I have a bunch of different things that I do right now. So currently I own a gym, a powerhouse gym in East Fishkill, New York. I also work for a healthcare education company doing graphic design. So I'm a creative director for that organization. So pretty busy days for me.
Are you a powerhouse franchisee? Like
yes. TV? Yes. Yep.
Got it. How long have you been in that world?
We've been open just about 4 years. We wind up opening up right in the middle of COVID, which was insane. Like the absolute worst time in the world for a gym to open up. But there was a lot of issues that went along with that kind of forced our hand. So, but we're here, we're thriving, we're doing well. So it's been pretty good.
Wow. We'll get to that in a second. That's pretty impressive, opening a gym in the middle of COVID in the Northeast for sure.
Yeah.
Bring me back even before that. What did you do before Powerhouse and before the healthcare, and how did you get into Powerhouse?
Well, I've been working for this company for over 27 years now.
Oh wow!
So yeah, I've been doing graphic design for a long time. So I went to school. I went to art school. I was, I'm a fine arts major. My big goal was to work for Disney back then. And then life happened, and I had to find a job, and found myself to where I am, in the graphic design world, and been doing that for a while. And then I got to a point where I felt like I needed to do something for myself. I didn't want to work for somebody for the rest of my life. So this opportunity came, by me with about possibly opening up a gym in our town, and I jumped all over that. So. I'm also a competitive bodybuilder, so that's kind of one of the reasons why, the gym was really important to me.
And opening your own business, you learned that it's easy as pie. There's never any issues, and it's
exactly no brainer. Yeah.
Okay. And now you're the owner of a pickleball facility.
Yeah.
Poughkeepsie, a tenant of ours in the property is called Shops at South Hills in Poughkeepsie, New York. So tell me how this idea ideated.
So a good friend of mine, who's actually my partner, Glenn Barham, we had reconnected. We went to high school together, and we reconnected up here in Dutchess County. By chance, we met at his gym. So he actually owned the gym himself. And so he's been a tennis player his whole life, got into playing pickleball, and then invited me to play a couple of times. And once you play pickleball, you kind of immediately love it. It's just one of those sports. So really got into playing pickleball. And one day I just said to Glenn, I said, Glenn, we need to open up our own place. This is crazy. There's no place in the area that offers like a true pickleball facility. Everything's kind of a lot of people do kind of makeshift courts. They put them in gymnasiums, they put them in wherever it may be. We were playing at the place that used to be his gym, Taconic Sports and Racket. And, they have a couple of courts there. And the sport has become so insanely popular that it's so hard to get court times, especially in, kind of the winter months and the bad days. People love to play outside, but for the most part, 75% of the time you're going to be playing pickleball indoors. So it's so many pickleball players in the area that, we were really having a hard time just getting court time to play. So I said to Glenn one day, I said, we need to do this. And, he said, yeah, you really think so? So we started to research the, the possibilities and kind of throw some numbers together and what we thought, you know, we can kind of generate from creating a pickleball facility, and everything just seemed to line up right. And it was like, let's do it. And we just, that's it.
So, okay. Got it. So now, you know, a little bit about your history. I'm sorry it didn't work out at Disney, but I think you ended up in a good spot now.
Yes, definitely.
And let's go back to Powerhouse for a second. And I didn't plan on touching on that, but
yeah.
So you mentioned you opened in COVID. When did you open?
We opened up in August of 2020, right when gyms were allowed to reopen. And that's when, you know, all the mandates were in place, the 6-foot distancing, the masks, the, you know, the sanitizers, the, you know, the electrostatic sprayers, all that kind of good stuff. You know, we had to deal with all that right from the beginning.
When did you sign that lease?
We actually signed the lease in 2018. And we had a bunch of issues in the complex that we were in. We were literally 2 weeks away from opening up on one side of the complex, and the state shut the project down because the landlord hadn't gotten the right approvals to be for us to be in a publicly accessible building. There was like a bunch of air quality control restrictions because of the manufacturing that's done in this complex. We're in an old IBM complex in East Fishkill. And they're still one of the largest chip manufacturers is still here producing chips for cell phones, basically. So we got caught up with a lot of that stuff. The project got shut down. We fought with the state forever. Finally, you know, they denied us opening up in that space. So the landlord moved us to the opposite side of the complex, started to build out, and then COVID hit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you think about going to a different property, or was there not a lot of availability and this was just a rent deal you couldn't pass up? What was the story?
Yeah, I mean, we did research some other properties. There wasn't a lot of availability at that time. And also the rent deal that we got here was pretty good. It's very hard to compete, you know, in some of the spaces that are in the area.
And you're a franchisee, and I know, like, as a franchisee, they have like, they push you to get open at times.
Yeah.
Was there some pressure from Powerhouse? Like, hey guys, you got to get up this open.
No, cause they knew the whole situation. It was basically out of our hands. You know, we went to the point where we had to fight the landlord in court, and then, you know, came up with a resolution and were able to, you know, build the gym on the other side of the complex. But then, you know, the crap hit the fan in the world, you know, and we kind of got stuck in the middle of it.
So, a risk taker, no doubt, opening in COVID. So, I wonder, because everyone was itching to get out of their house and you were a new gym, it wasn't like a gym that was a cash flowing gym that had to shut down. This hadn't opened yet. You opened in August of 2020. Did you end up beating projections because there was such an itch of people to get out of their house?
No, unfortunately not. No. There were still tons and tons of people that were afraid to come back to the gym up until probably a year ago. Not until about a year ago did we actually start to see everything kind of normalize in the gym world where, you know, people felt comfortable coming back to the gyms. You know, there's obviously a ton of people who were ready to get out of their house and get back to the gym and stuff, but so many people just didn't want to do it. And then we had to fight the battle of, you know, well, everybody put a home gym in their house because they didn't have a gym to work out in. So now it's like, why am I going to spend the money on a gym membership? I just spent all this money on a home gym. I'll just stay at home for a while. So yeah, it was a struggle. Definitely was a struggle.
Sure. Okay. So you had that fun experience and you wanted to open up another concept.
Yeah. I mean, the pickleball place is a no-brainer. I mean, it's such a pop. It's the fastest growing sport in the United States. I mean, and it's we're going to be the biggest in the area, and we have a really good concept that we're kind of putting together. People are really going to love the space that we're in. They really are. So we're excited. Well, I hope about
so.
It.
So, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yep.
So, what is the concept? Explain it to everybody.
So we have it's indoor, it's pickleball and indoor golf. So we'll have 10 pickleball courts and 5 golf simulators. So
and is it membership based? What will have? How is it?
It'll be membership based, but you don't have to be a member to play. So if you're a member, you'll get discounted court time or golf bay time. You get discounts on some of the store items, any type of clinics or leagues that we do, because you know we're gonna have all that there. So we have a big lineup of beginner clinics and advanced clinics, and we plan on doing leagues minimum of once every other month. So tournaments once every other month. Then we'll have leagues for both pickleball and golf. So it's going to be really exciting. I mean, and part of what we're trying to do is actually create an atmosphere in the place that really wants you to kind of stay and hang out and, have a drink or have something to eat or just, have a cup of coffee, watch your friends play, that kind of stuff. So
there'll be a restaurant inside?
Not necessarily like a full restaurant, but there will be food. We will have a bar. So we are serving alcohol too. And, we'll have a nice cafe area.
Here's one that I was curious about. So, I've seen some of these, there's, as being a landlord nationally, we're seeing some other pickleball concepts trying to go and open up. No one's really scaled it nationally yet. There's a lot of groups that have three or four locations, but no one's like, there is no Starbucks of pickleball yet. There's a race to it, but there is none yet.
There definitely is.
Will you have showers?
Yes. So we'll have full.
That's a big one.
Yeah,
we'll have full. I've seen a lot that don't.
Yeah, we're gonna have full locker rooms, so bathroom, showers, the lockers. We'll have a pretty nice sized party room, so where you'll be able to have your pickleball parties or birthday parties or whatever it may be. We have what we're calling the stadium court, so that'll be kind of a court that'll have bleachers and all those good things, so we can have our tournament finals there and all those types of things. So we're really trying to make it like a really fun atmosphere. So
that's really cool. And for those who don't know, Brian took a former Christmas tree shop space.
Yeah.
That was the former tenant. So I'm excited to see this. We're going to have to do a DLC outing at
Spot.
And where are you in construction and all that stuff?
We're supposed to be getting the final permits this week. That's what we're waiting on. So we have a town planning board meeting tomorrow afternoon to discuss the exterior, because obviously we have to slightly change the exterior because of the Christmas tree shop style. They have big stained glass windows and the sand on the roof and all that kind of stuff. So we have some exterior work that needs to be done, that needs to be approved by the planning board, and our interior work, we've done all the demo. We're just waiting on the final permits to start the interior.
Fascinating. And how long of a construction do you think you're going to have?
We are really pushing to get this done in 2 months.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know. But our goal is to be open in May. Hopefully by Memorial Day weekend would be awesome if we can do that. So that's what we're going to push for.
And in the opening, when will so you got a lot of different concepts in here where like you're going to create leagues, pickleball leagues, you're going to do clinics, you're going to have tournaments, you're going to do parties. How are you going to manage all those different facets? Because those are they're almost like mini separate businesses, all of those.
So we actually hired, we have a general manager that we hired that's going to run the facility itself. We have a director of golf who will manage all aspects of the golf. So all the leagues, the clinics, the club fitting, all that stuff will be managed by him. And we actually have a director of pickleball.
Oh.
So, so we really did our homework and made sure that we put the right people, on board with us to make us as successful as possible.
Got it.
Yeah.
Are you done after this, or are more concepts coming?
This will not be the first one, that's for sure.
You mean the last one?
That last one. I'm sorry. This will not be the last one. Correct.
Do you envision more gyms, more pickleball stuff, or more of something else?
Definitely not more gyms.
That's a tough one, huh?
The gym business is a tough business. It really is. There's a lot of competition in the area. And It's tough to make money in the gym business. Just put it that way. Pickleball, not so much. I think we're going to really do really well with pickleball, and you know, excited to hopefully expand into, you know, maybe north, maybe the Kingston area, possibly. Maybe we go south somewhere in Westchester, something to that effect. So,
excellent, man. So, from when you had the idea to when you signed a lease with us, how long of a process was that? How long of a time period?
Wow, it was almost a year, honestly, because we had looked at a bunch of different places. We were working with you on one space that didn't work out. Then we wound up going over to the Poughkeepsie Galleria and work with them for a while, and that didn't work out. And then you guys came back and were like, Christmas Tree Shop is available. We're like, we'll take it, you know. Awesome. That's how it kind of just, it all fell together perfectly for us, actually. But it's been about a year.
Awesome. Well, Brian, this has been amazing. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything else you want to leave the listeners with?
Wow. If you haven't played pickleball yet, go try it because you're going to love it.
Awesome. And please check out Hudson Valley Pickleball on Route 9 in Poughkeepsie when they open in May.
Yes. Let's hope.
All right, Brian, this has been great. Really appreciate the time.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Retail Retold. If you want to share a story about a retail real estate deal that you were a part of on our show, please reach out to us at retailretold@dlcmgmt.com. This show highlights the stories behind the deals from all perspectives, so it doesn't matter if you are a retailer, broker, entrepreneur, architect, or an attorney. Also, don't forget to subscribe to Retail Retold so you don't miss out on next Thursday's episode.